And here's Brent Costello from Win TV. Welcome back, mate.
Great to be back, Darren. Great to be back.
Yeah. How's it going in Hobart? Is it pouring rain or what?
Yeah, it is. Yep, it's bucketing down. And that's why I was surprised we got away in the cricket last night, because it was pretty similar yesterday, but somehow the Grandstart did a really good job, and we got an 11-over each side game in for the launch of the WBBL, which was really good. Obviously, the Sydney Sixers got the job done in the end, led by some outstanding batting by Alyssa Healy, and Elise Filani did pretty well too, didn't she, for the Melbourne Stars. But it was the Sixers that got the job done in that shortened game.
Yeah. So there's no actual game tonight, which, probably a good thing. It'll give them a chance to dry the ground out. So no game tonight in the WBBL, but it's on for the weekend.
Yeah, it is, and we get our first look at the Hobart Hurricanes tomorrow afternoon, which is going to be really exciting. A new look Hobart Hurricanes team. We've got a couple of new international signings coming in, Mignon Dupree, and of course the young girl from India as well. So I can't wait to see how they go. Rachel Priest is our third import. She is going to captain the team as well. So a bit of pressure on the Hurricanes this season, I reckon, Darren. They had a really tough campaign last year up in the Sydney Hub. If you remember, they finished last in the tournament. So
yeah,
they're looking to really put their best foot forward when they take on the Renegades tomorrow afternoon. 3:40 is the first ball. Courtney Webb, a Tasmanian girl playing for the Renegades, are actually catching up with her this morning for the news. So looking forward to that. And then the other game tomorrow night, it's a doubleheader at Blundstone Arena. Sydney, the defending champions, the Thunder, take on the Adelaide Strikers. And then we've got a couple of games on Sunday as well at Blundstone Arena. Perth and Brisbane from 10:15 Sunday morning, followed by the Hurricanes again backing it up against the Sixers on Sunday afternoon.
Righto. Stay on cricket now. The Tassie Tigers men's team over in WA. They play a one-dayer against a very strong West Australian team in the Marsh Cup today.
Yeah, it's exciting. You mentioned, though, WBBL. We've got this one today to look forward to, and it starts at 3 o'clock our time. So that means it'll go right through the night. So if you had a loose end needing some sport to watch tonight, get your KO on, or get on cricket.com.au and watch the Tigers take on Western Australia. Our first one-day game of the season, and some good news as well. Riley Meredith and Jake Doran are both available for selection after missing that first Shield game last week due to injury. So good to have those two back. We're still missing a few stars, aren't we? Tim Payne, Matthew Wade, Nathan Ellison, Jackson Bird. They're all either injured or on national duty. So it'll be a tough test against a star-studded Western Australian team, but looking forward to seeing how the boys go.
Yeah, so our new recruit, the all-rounder from Western Australia, young Brad Hope, I would assume he's going to play today. I mean, he'll be going over there, and his family and friends will be there, and all his old West Australian club mates. It's a big opportunity for him. I think they might give him the keys today. Place
yeah,
first game.
To see, wouldn't it? Mm. And obviously he'll be making his Tigers debut, so if he does do that, we wish him all the very best.
Yeah. NBL, we're doing the Blitz again this season.
Yeah, how exciting is that, hey? If it wasn't exciting enough to be getting our own team and, a shiny new stadium. We're getting the pre-season comp here as well, which is really exciting. So only the 6 of 10 clubs will compete here, with the New South Wales and Victorian teams obviously not being able to find a Tasmania at the moment. But it's going to be really exciting games right across the state as well, from Kingborough in the south and My State Bank Arena in the south to Ulverston and Lottie in the north. So it's great that they're taking it right across the state. It's going to come at about $1 million cost to taxpayers through the state government, but it does bring those benefits too for the economy. So you've got to weigh it all up, and it's just going to be really exciting to see how the Jack Jumpers go. I can't wait to see them all gelling together, hopefully, Darren, and seeing how they're going to go ahead of the season.
Yeah, I like their kit too, the dark green and gold, very Tasmanian.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? The white one, for me, the away strip's even better. I really like that. So, yeah, can't wait to see them out there. It's going to be an exciting couple of months ahead we've got coming up.
All right. Any AFL trade news of significance?
Yeah, look, it wrapped up on Wednesday, and probably the quietest trade period we've seen in a long time. There wasn't too many big names this year. Jordan Clark got done, obviously, on the last day. There's a bit of talk he mightn't get to Fremantle from Geelong, but that got done at the last minute. So did Pete Laddams. It looked like that deal was skating on thin ice too, with half an hour left to go. But somehow the Swans and Power worked out an agreement. But I guess all the attention now switches to the national draft, which is coming up next month. And can't wait to see our Tassie boys go in that. But the AFL do it well, as we say every year. They've got the trade period, the draft, the fixture will come out soon, no doubt. So they're in the headlines pretty much every month of the year, the AFL.
Mm. And Clarko, so he's jumped on the Tassie bandwagon, big time, really. He's all in.
It's so exciting, isn't it? It really is. Obviously, he is just such an influential figure in Aussie rules football. And if I was Gillon McLachlan, I'd be a little worried that he's joined up with our push in our campaign, because he's going to provide a lot of fantastic insights. He's over in the States at the moment doing a bit of a fact-finding mission at some of the major sporting clubs over there. So he's going to come armed with a lot of information, which is going to be tremendously exciting. And I reckon he'll hold a lot of weight in this debate.
Well, indeed. And a sort of a similar situation with Wayne Bennett and the new NRL team, the Redcliffe Dolphins. Mm. So Wayne's going to, well, he's already got a three-year contract with them, apparently. But he's going to, you know, obviously spend the first year helping to set the football club up and look at recruiting coaches and that sort of thing. So, yeah, so that's very good. Clarko on board with Tassie. How long do you reckon, realistically, before we can get a team in? 5 years?
Yeah, I did a radio across to the mainland yesterday and they asked me the same question. Everyone keeps talking about this 2025, 2026 mark. But, you know, as I said to them, even if it was 10 years away, 15 years away, I think we'd be comfortable with that and give it a chance to get ready. And we'd have a date and a timeline to strive and get ready for. So I think that's all we want. We just want to know that we're going to be in and when it's going to be, whether it's 5, 10, 15 years. I don't think that's the biggest thing in this debate. It's just getting us in there.
Mm. All right. Who's on the Water Boys tomorrow?
Yeah, really exciting, actually. We've got the Australian cricket captain, Meg Lanning, joining us. So she's obviously in town for WBBL, and also Elise Perry as well. So
wow.
They're both joining us on the show, which is going to be really exciting. And also, Vince Crivelli, he used to run Melbourne United in the NBL. He's now with the National Basketball League as the Chief Operating Officer. And obviously, it's been a big week with the announcement of the Blitz and also the regular season fixture earlier this week. So it'll be great to have him on the show to dissect all that.
All right, Water Boys tomorrow and WinTV tonight from 5:30. Thanks a lot, mate.
On you, Darren. Thanks, mate.
Brent Costello from WinTV.